Udat caught up with the Asius near the inner edge of the B-ring. It had been a long, arduous flight, straining even the Black Hawk's power reserves, testing manoeuvrability as seldom before. But now Asius was calling for a mate again, and Udat glided across the gap until their distortion fields merged and the hulls almost touched. It sent Asius, its own compositional pattern through the affinity bond, swept away by a fervent gratification. "I thank you," Asius said at the end. "I feel this one will be something special. There is a greatness to it." The egg cannoned up from its ovary, sending out a cascade of polyp flakes, and Udat was left to exert its distortion field to break the intrigued, eager infant as the Asius departed. The puzzled Black Hawk had no chance to ask what it had meant by that last enigmatic statement. "I welcome you to life," Udat said formally, when it had finally stopped the 7-meter globe from spinning. "Thank you," Oenone replied. "Where are we going now?" "To a higher orbit. This one is too close to the planet."
"Oh."
A pause, as it probed round with immature senses, its giddy thoughts quietening down.
"What is a planet?"
The last egg was Priam, ejected well below the meagre lip of the B-ring. Those void hawks remaining in the flight, now down to some 30 strong, peeled away from Asius. They were already dangerously close to the cloudscape which dominated a third of the sky. Gravity was exerting its malign influence on local space, gnawing at the fringes of their distortion fields, impairing the propulsive efficiency. Asius continued to descend, its lower, faster orbit carrying it ahead of the others. Its distortion field began to falter, finally overwhelmed by the intensity of the gravitational effect 500 kilometers above the gas giant. The Terminator rose ahead, a black occlusion devouring the silently meandering clouds. Faint phosphorine speckles swam through the eddies and peaks, weaving in and out of the thicker, ammonia-laden braids, their light ebbing and kindling in hesitant patterns. Asius shot into the penumbra, darkness expanding around it like an elemental force. Saturn had ceased to be a planet, an astronomical object. It was becoming hugely solid. The Bitech starship curved down at an ever-increasing angle. Ahead of it was a single fiery streak, growing brighter in its optical sensors. The dark side equator, that frozen remote wasteland, was redolent with sublime grandeur. Ring particles were falling alongside Asius, a thick, dark rain captured by the gossamer fingers of the ionosphere, a treacherously insistent caress which robbed them of speed, of altitude, and ultimately existence. When they had been lured down to the fringes of the ionosphere, icy gusts of hydrogen molecules burnt around them, emitting banners of spectral flame. They dipped rapidly as atmospheric resistance built, first glowing like embers, then crowned by incandescent light, sun sparks stretching a 100-kilometer contrail behind them. Their billion-year flight ended swiftly in a violent spectacle, a dazzling concussion which flung out a shower of twinkling debris quickly extinguished. All that remained was a tenuous trail of black soot which was swept up by the howling cyclones. Asius reached the extremity of the ionosphere. The light of the dying ring particles was hot on its lower hull. A tremulous glow appeared around its rim. Polyp began to char and flake away, orange flecks bulleting off into the distance. The Bitech starship began to lose peripheral senses as its specialist receptor cells grew warm. Denser layers of hydrogen pummeled the hull. The descent curve began to get bumpy. Vexatious supersonic winds were beginning to bite. Asius flipped over. The abrupt turn had disastrous consequences on its avian glide. With the hull's blunt underside smashing head-on into the hydrogen, the starship was suddenly subjected to a huge deceleration force. Dangerous quantities of flame blossomed right across the hull as broad swathes of polyp ablated. Asius started to tumble helplessly down towards the scorching river of light. The retinue of void hawks watched solemnly from their safe orbit 1,000 kilometers above, singing their silent hymn of mourning. After they had honored Asius's passing with a single orbit, they extended their distortion fields and launched themselves back towards Romulus.